This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Steve Kuhn to start the program today. K-U-H-N, piano player. Chosen by Kenny Dorham, the trumpet player, in 1960 to join his band for Time Records. We will hear Thelonious Monk's Mood and Dorham's Horn Salute.
Thank you.
Steve Kuhn at the piano in Kenny Dorham's Quintet of February 1960 for Time Records. Dorham trumpet, Charlie Davis on baritone saxophone. As I said, Steve Kuhn piano. Jimmy Garrison on the first composition playing bass, and Butch Warren on the second, and throughout Buddy Enlow on drums. They played Monk's Mood and Dorham's own Horn Salute. This is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from...
I remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true of you. Kisses ago, I remember you. You're the one who said I love you too, I do. Didn't you know? You know, through.
Live at Fat Tuesdays, a place in New York City, April 1981 for ECM Records. Steve Kuhn at the piano, Harvey Swartz, string bass, Bob Moses on drums, and the voice of Sheila Jordan. And I Remember You, written by Victor Schertzinger and lyric by Johnny Mercer. Steve Kuhn, live Fat Tuesdays, 1981, and here, 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from...
Thank you.
Steve Kuhn Trio, live at the Village Vanguard, March 1986, recorded by Black Hawk Records. Kuhn piano, Ron Carter, bass, and Al Foster on drums. Little Old Lady, written by Hoagy Carmichael, and Yesterday's Gardenias, Sammy Meisels, Nelson Cogain, and vocalist Dick Robertson. Put that together. Steve Kuhn Trio, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from... Steve Kuhn was asked by Stan Getz and Bob Brookmeyer to join them, that is, for tenor sax and bell trombone, to join them at the piano with John Navis on bass and Roy Haynes on drums. 1961 for Verve, and here they are. Thank you. Steve Kuhn at the piano with Stan Getz, tenor saxophone, Bob Brookmeyer, valve trombone, John Navis on string bass, and Roy Haynes playing the drums. September 1961 for Verve Records. If you go look for that, it's under the leadership, co-leadership of Getz and Brookmeyer. First, they did Minuet Circa 61, written by Brookmeyer, and Gershwin's Nice Work, if you can get it. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. Now we go to, let me push a button here, move the tape forward. From pianist Steve Kuhn to pianist Billy Kyle, K-Y-L-E, moving out of the letter K, hopefully we'll get into the letter L coming up. Billy Kyle, 1939, I believe this was his first cut as a leader for Decca Records, May 1939. He on piano, Dave Barbour, guitar, Delmar Kaplan on bass, and O'Neill Spencer on the drums. Kyle getting started an illustrious career as a pianist. There, 1939 for Decca Records, a composition of his, Between Sets, Dave Barbour guitar, Delmar Kaplan bass, O'Neill Spencer on the drums. In earlier 1939, Kyle had been chosen by Mildred Bailey and her then husband, Red Norvo, to join her orchestra, which meant Charlie Shavers on trumpet, Buster Bailey clarinet, Russell Prokop, alto saxophone, Billy Kyle piano, John Kirby bass, O'Neill Spencer here again on drum, Norvo on xylophone, and Norvo's wife, leader of the band, at least on the label, Mildred Bailey, and the arrangements by Eddie Sauter, who had earlier with this band been playing mellophone and doing arrangements for her and would go on and do brilliant things with Benny Goodman's band and later on with Bill Finnegan and their orchestra. Mildred Bailey, 1939, Billy Kyle on the piano.
And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean. So don't let them begin the beginning. Let the love that was once a fire remain an ember. Let it sleep like the dead desire I only remember. When they begin the beginning. Oh yes, let them begin the beginning. Make them play till the stars that were there before return above you. Till you whisper to me once more, darling, I love you. And we suddenly know what heaven we're in when they begin the beginning. When they begin the beginning. Shall I say? What shall I say when the phone rings and someone asks for you? They don't know I ask for you too. What shall I say? How can I hide the tears inside? How can I face the crowd? I can make lips of mine be still, but my heart sighs too loud. I could explain that you're gone for only a week to shop, but after the week is up, what shall I say?
Kyle at the piano in Mildred Bailey's orchestra, 1939, Vocalion Records. Arrangements by Eddie Sauter of I Cried for You, a wonderful jazz tune, written by two band leaders, truly written by them, Gus Arnheim and Abe Lyman, with Arthur Freed supplying the lyric. Begin the Beguine, The Total Thing by Cole Porter, and What Shall I Say by Peter Tinturin, Millie Kyle, and Mildred Bailey's orchestra, and her singing, of course. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from... Now, an earlier big band, one that's not played enough and was very important in the mid-30s, Lucky Malinder and his Blue Rhythm Band, Billy Kyle was in it for a short time. And certainly this, I think, is one of the best that the band did. From November 1936, Henry Red Allen composition, Algiers Stomp. Red Allen solos on trumpet, Tab Smith alto saxophone, George Washington trombone, Edmund Hall clarinet. Kyle at the piano in Lucky Malinder and his Blue Rhythm Band, and it was one of the few times that Kyle was involved in a big band. Most of his experience would be with small groups. That was Algiers Stomp, written by the trumpet soloist Henry Red Allen, Tab Smith alto, George Washington trombone, Edmund Hall clarinet for Columbia Records, November 1936. Up next, Maxine Sullivan, excuse me, in 1940, who hired John Kirby's small band. And I think this was probably the major voice for Billy Kyle in the first part of his career, meaning Charlie Shaver's trumpet, who did arrangements, Buster Bailey, clarinet, Russell Prokop, alto saxophone, Kyle, piano, John Kirby, leading and playing bass, O'Neill Spencer on the drums. And Maxine Sullivan here doing a Lou Singer and Hal Prince beauty called If I Had a Ribbon Bow.
If I had a ribbon bow to tie my hair and a gown of calico that I could wear, I'd surely get a sweetheart, a prince or a king, a palace home where I could have everything. If I had a ribbon bow to tie my hair, this old world could come and go, I wouldn't care. I'd stay up in my castle, and I'd always wear a ribbon bow so fine to tie my hair all the livelong day. To the Lord above me, all I do is pray for someone. If I had a ribbon bow all nice and clean, I could be a princess or a fairy queen. Prince Charming then would court me, his love he would swear. If I had a ribbon bow to tie my hair. She wanted from this world was not of gems or gold. Her wishes were quite plain, as you will see. For often she would simply make this plea all the livelong day to the Lord above me. All I do is pray for someone. If I had a ribbon bow all nice and clean, I could be a princess or a fairy queen. Prince Charming then would court me, his love he would swear. If I had a ribbon bow, a pretty little ribbon bow, Prince Charming then would court me, his love he would swear. If I had ribbon bow to tie my hair.
Maxine Sullivan and John Kirby's orchestra. Small band, but called an orchestra anyway. 1940 for Columbia, If I Had a Ribbon Bow. Now, John Kirby and his orchestra by itself, May 1939 for Columbia. Charlie Shavers arranging and playing trumpet, Buster Bailey clarinet, Russell Prokop, alto saxophone, Billy Kyle piano, John Kirby bass, O'Neill Spencer on the drums. Thank you. Wonderful writing, but performing of that wonderful writing. John Kirby and his orchestra, 1939, Kirby at the bass. For Columbia Records, Charlie Shavers on trumpet arranging, Buster Bailey clarinet, Russell Procope, alto saxophone, Billy Kyle piano, O'Neill Spencer. on the drums. Sweet Georgia Brown, written by Maceo Pinkard. Front and Center, written by Charlie Shavers. And Royal Garden Blues, written by Spencer Williams. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from...
Had my lunch all alone, waited for you to phone. Said you'd call me at 2. So by 20 of 3, I had cocktails with Lee. Baby, I don't cry over you. Stood me up in the rain, tried to hurt me again. Bet you thought I'd be blue. I went out to a show with a swell guy named Joe. Baby, I don't cry over you. These foolish games you keep playing might work with somebody else, but I could have told you right from the start, no man's a man enough to break my heart. If you don't come tonight, think you'll give me a fright. Tell you what I will do. I'll put on my mess gown and go painting this town. Maybe I don't cry over you. Someone who sighs. eyes like you.
Kyle with Billie Holiday. I think this particular period for her, April 1946, is almost forgotten about. By Decca Records. And two great pieces. Baby, I Don't Cry Over You by Melanie Krause. And a gorgeous one called I'll Look Around, written by George Corey and Douglas Cross. And they went on to do other things like that. Probably their biggest hit, I Left My Heart in San Francisco, which became Tony Bennett's theme. And Billie Holiday singing and Kyle on piano. Joe Guy on trumpet. Jimmy Shirley guitar. Tom Barney on string bass. And Kenny Clarke playing the drums. Decca Records, 1948. Six. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from Billy Kyle got his own band and time for a record company in later 1946, September, for the Hot Record Society, HRS Records. And he called it his Big Eight. Dick Vance playing the trumpet, Trummy Young playing the trombone and singing, Buster Bailey clarinet, Lem Davis alto saxophone, John Hardy on tenor saxophone, Billy at the piano, John Simmons bass, and Buddy Rich on the drums. Thank you.
wonderful to see you about. Oh, baby, you knock me out. You sing, you dance, you love to romance. You seem to know just what it's all about. Ooh, baby, you knock me out. When you roll your eyes, I seem hypnotized. Everything you do thrills me through and through. So if that's the way, then I have no say. I'll always be loving you. Your kiss, your pet, your smile, and yet I'll always love you, but I'm still in doubt. Ooh, baby, 'cause you knocked me out. Thank you.
Kyle's Big Eight for HRS Records, September 1946. Dick Vance, trumpet, from a young trombone and vocal, Buster Bailey, clarinet, Lem Davis, alto saxophone, John Hardy, young man with the horn, and tenor saxophone there, Billy Kyle, piano, John Simmons, bass, Buddy Rich on the drums. HRS Bounce by Lem Davis. Ooh, Baby, You Knock Me Out by Lem Davis and Kay Kinsley. And Date for Eight and Contemporary Blues, both written by the leader of the band, Billy Kyle. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and it's always a pleasure for me to play this art for you. Billy Kyle now at the Crescendo Club, Los Angeles, California, January 1955, recorded by Decca.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's a tune that we recorded while we're making a picture going places with Mr. Dick Powell. And the song in that picture was Jeepers Creepers. Jeepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers, creepers. Where'd you get those eyes? Oh gosh, I'll get up. I think it's so little. Gosh, I'll get up. I think it's that size. Oh golly gee. Got to put my cheetahs on. Woe is me. Got to turn the heaters on. Jeepers, jeepers, creepers. Where'd you get those beavers? Oh, those weavers. I think it's that size, babe. Thinking about those eyes. Oh, jeepers, 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 creepers. Jeepers, 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 jeepers. Where'd you get that size? Baba, that's bombs. That's a size, babe. Baba, that's size. Jeepers, jeepers, jeepers. Where'd you get that size? Whoa. Got to put my cheetahs on. Golly gee. Got to turn the heaters on. A jeeba 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 jeeba. Oh, those weavers. With just gives a size, babe. With this and that. Baba do dee dee do 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 do. Now blues time, folks. Huh. Elma Middleton there. Set, jumping into the fiddle song called Strutting with Some Barbecue. a good old good one coming up called Lazy River. Lazy River, where the old mill run up the lazy river with the noonday sun, lingering in the shade of a kind old tree. Throw away troubles, dream a dream of me, dream a dream of me. Up the lazy river where the robin song, two bright lights as we stroll along. Blue skies up above, the one I love. Up the lazy river, how happy we will be. Mama, yeah. Yes, up the lazy river, but it just has me. But I did it, but I did it, but up the lazy river, you river, oh you river. Oh, you dog river. Look out, Billy Cow. Modulate, Daddy. Modulate. Whatever that was. Folks are brooding and solving love. You needn't tell me why, because I know, yes. When it's sleepy time down south, yes, just south wind blowing, there's the bang with cheese. Now folks down there live a life of ease. When old mammy falls on her knees, yeah. When it's sleepy time down south, yeah. Steamboats up the river coming and going. Yeah, that does it. Splashing the night away. Oh, yes. You hear those banjos ringing. And the folks are singing. And they dance till the break of day. Yeah. Dear old Southland with this dreamy song. You take me back where I belong. Right in my mammy's arms. Bantis, 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 bantis. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Thelma Middleton, Billy Kyle, Trummy Young, Barry Deans, Orville Shaw, Bonnie B. Gordon, myself, we just happy to have sung for you tonight. Such a wonderful audience. Much as we hate to say it, we must say thanks a million. And good night.
Billy Kyle, well, Louis Armstrong, All Stars. 1955 at the Crescendo Club in Los Angeles, recorded by Decca, as Louis said, himself, singing and playing the trumpet, Trummy Young trombone, Bonnie B. Gard, clarinet, Billy Kyle piano, Arville Shaw bass, and Barrett Deems on the drums with Thelma Middleton singing. Jeepers Creepers, Harry Warren and Johnny Mercer, Big Mama's Back in Town, Thelma Middleton wrote that. Stretton with Some Barbecue, Louis Armstrong and his wife Lil Hardin. Appalachia River, Hoagie Carmichael and Sidney Aradine. And When It's Sleepy Time Down South, Clarence Muse. Billy Kyle right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from... Now from Billy Kyle... to Joe LaBarbera. We are in the letter L. Joe LaBarbera, drummer with Bob Brookmeyer's Small Band.
Thank you. Thank you.
Joe LaBarbera, playing the drums, is a member of Bob Brookmeyer's small band. Griffin Records recorded him at Sandy's Jazz Revival, a place in Beverly, Massachusetts, July 1978. Brookmeyer, valve trombone, Jack Wilkins on guitar, Michael Moore, string bass, LaBarbera on drums. This is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from... That was 1978, a big year for Joe LaBarbera, because that year he met Bill Evans and later on was invited to join and become part of the Bill Evans trio. And here they are at the Village Vanguard, New York City, June 1980. Bill Evans piano, Mark Johnson on bass, Joe LaBarbera drums.
Thank you. Thank you.
live at the Village Vanguard, the longest-lasting jazz club in the history of this music. New York City, June 1980, the Bill Evans Trio, Bill Evans Piano, Mark Johnson on bass, and Joe LaBarbera on the drums. My Romance by Richard Rodgers, Time Remembered by Bill Evans, Days of Wine and Roses by Henry Mancini, and Evans' own Your Story. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.